There was a man lying on the ground by the gate of the temple. The gate was called the Beautiful Gate, and the man spent time laying on the ground there every day. And the reason that he had to lie there was because he wasn't able to walk. So every day, people would put him on a blanket and then carry the blanket with him on it and lay it there at the gate and put a bowl down next to him in case people wanted to give him a little bit of money as they were coming or going from the temple. Every afternoon, lots of people went into the temple to pray, and he would say to them as they walked by, "Could you spare a little change for me today?" Well, one day, two disciples of Jesus came by. Their names were Peter and John. And when they saw this man laying at the Beautiful Gate, they went over a little bit closer to study the situation and investigate. They watched him for a while, and then they got close enough to actually say to him, "Look at us." And so this man on the ground looked up at Peter and John, and now here they were face to face, and Peter said to him, "I don't have any money. I don't have any gold. I don't have any silver to give you. But what I do have, I freely give. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." And Peter reached out his hand to this man on the ground and helped him stand up. And he took a few steps and realized that his legs and ankles were strong and he wasn't going to fall down on the ground. And he looked at Peter in amazement, and he took a few more steps. And the more he realized he was going to be able to count on his legs to work, the more excited he got. And pretty soon he started to shout, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm so happy." By the time they got inside the temple, this man was leaping and dancing and shouting. It's causing quite a commotion. Everybody said, "Who's making all that noise?" They looked around and saw who it was and realized it was the same man who used to lie on the ground outside the Beautiful Gate. They also were amazed and astonished. And Peter said to them, "Don't look at me. It wasn't my power that made this happen. It was the power of God at work in Christ Jesus." So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the way you make things right. We thank you that there was something, when there was something wrong with this man's legs and feet, you made it right. We thank you that when there was something so wrong with the world that we would crucify Christ Jesus on a cross, you made it right by raising him to life. We thank you that when there was something wrong, so that the disciples were locked inside secret rooms feeling afraid and powerless, you visited them with your peace and your spirit, making right again their understanding of how you're all to live in the world. And now your followers go around the world, and everywhere they go, they share with others freely as they have received. They share your love and grace and mercy. We thank you, O God, that as your power makes things right, you bring us so much joy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.